Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachiyomi as we do every single day. The Ilui Nishmas of Imoria, Rav Hillel ben Meir Chaim Michael, Zichrono Levracha, and the late great Rabbi Jeriaka, Zichrono Levracha, learning in the Shul, we graciously sponsored the Ilui Nishmas Yaakov Zev ben Avram Nachman. And of course, the entire month, it's sponsored the Ilui Nishmas Yaakov ben Nachman Mendel, Rav Chaim Yeshaya, and Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Yitzchak. And here we are in Sefer Nechemia, Vayihi Bechodesh Nisan Shnas Esrim Le'atachshasta Amelech, Yain Lefanav. In Nehemiah, who told us he was serving as the cupbearer, he finds himself in the month of Nisan, 4 months after he heard about this dismal report from Eretz Yisrael, and he's in the 20th year of Daryavish, and wine was being put in front of him. I took the wine and I gave it to the king, and I never ever didn't look good in front of him. Well, on this particular day, the king didn't think that that was the case. He said to the king, I don't understand, why do you have this sad look on your face? You're not sick. You must be depressed, and you have or you have evil intentions. And of course, those evil intentions seem to suggest that you're coming to poison the king, says Rashi. Or the king was just showing concern for his depression, according to the Ralbag. The Malbim disagrees. He says maybe he thought that he was angry by the fact that that you show a bad face in front of a king. That's not respectful. But Ira Harvey Maud, whatever the issue is, whether it was a direct accusation or a question of lack of kavod, etc., it made Nehemiah very, very nervous. Vayomer HaMelech, so Nehemiah says to the king, he said, to be quite honest, you should live forevermore. He says, why should my face not be sad? Where the city where my ancestors are buried, Yerushalayim, and knowing that the Persians were very concerned about burial grounds, he says, a place where my ancestors are buried, it's Chareva, Ushara Uchlu Ba'ish, it's buried, and the gates were consumed by fire. So the king sort of took that into account. Vayomer li hamelech, the king said, Amaza ata mevakesh. Right? What do you want to do about it? So Nehemiah answered, Vaspalal Kehashraim, first he davened to Hashem that this is a moment of opportunity. Vayomer lamelech im alamelech tov, imitav avdecha lefanecha, asher tishlachini al Yehuda al ir kivros avosai beevnena. He says, if you want to give me the opportunity, I'd like you to please send me to Yehuda, to where the kvaros are. And that way I'll have the opportunity to rebuild it. In other words, give me a chance to come ahead and rebuild. So the king said, I'm going to offer you an opinion, and you should just know the shegel, the most important of the women, was sitting next to him. The mefarshim over here seem to suggest, the Malbim and others say, this is the mother of Daryavish. It was none other than Queen Esther. But Rabbi Schwab, in his commentary to Ezra and Nehemiah, suggests that that's a long shot, because Shegel usually refers to a sexual relationship, and this would be his mother. It doesn't make sense. So whichever way it is, there's somebody sitting there advising him. How long are you going to be gone? When are you coming back? So I gave him an impression, and I told him when I'm coming back. In other words, that I intend on coming back. And Esther's enthusiastic response, according to the Malbim, who says that she was the Shegel, right, that she urged Nehemiah to go, and the king agreed to the proposal even before he gave Nehemiah gave an answer. Right, so what happens? So the king said, so Nehemiah says to the king, if it befits you, igros yitnuli al pachos evarana asher yaviruni adasharav ol Yehuda. He says, look, I need some letters help me get be safe until I reach Yehuda. He knew that people were going to try to stop him, and if he went in the name of the king, that attempt to stop him was not going to be successful. Also, v'yiger sal asaf shomer avhardes asher lamelech hashayitin li'itz in the krosas shari habira asher labayis v'lachom osayir v'labayis asher avoi lav. So the king responded positively, and he gave him the letters that he requested. So Nehemiah went, and he went to the governors, and he showed them the letters. And the king sent him with a army escort, something that didn't happen with Ezra. If you remember from last week, Ezra went without an army escort. He had to trust Hashem because the numbers were so low. Well, here Nehemiah is going as an officer of the king, and so therefore he went. There are going to be two people we're going to be introduced to at this point in time who tried to stop things. In fact, Rabbi Schwab compares them to the Palestinian, so-called Palestinians of today. Vayishma Sanballat HaChorani v'Tovia Eved HaAmoni. Sanballat and Tovia heard about this. Vayir Lahem Ragedola Asher Ba Adam Levakish Tova Levnei Yisrael. It bothered them tremendously that somebody good was coming to save the Jews in Eretz Yisrael. Above all, Yerushalayim v'Yisham Shloshi Yamim. So Nehemiah comes and he's there for 3 days. Va'akum Laila Ani v'Anashim Ma'ad Imi. So he got up in the middle of the night to survey the area, and after being there for 3 days, and went with a few of the people that were with him. I didn't tell anybody what I'm intending to do here in Yerushalayim. I didn't have any animals with me. He just went out with the animal, the mule or the donkey that he was riding on, because he wanted to keep it quiet. It was, after all, in the middle of the night. He went out through Shar Agai, and he went to Ein Patnim and Shar Ashbot. According to Rabbi Schwab, he suggests that this is not the same Shar Ashbot that we refer to as the Dung Gate, right by the Kotel. Whatever it was, but he went ahead and he tested the walls, and he saw that he could snap off stones. That's how weak they were from the fire. He went to Shara Ayin and Brechas HaMelech, the Solomon's pools, and there was no room for my animal to keep moving. In other words, the breaches were just too narrow. The debris was so full, there was no place for an animal to pass through. Right? So he says, I climbed up the wadi at night, I demolished the wall, and then I went again through the valley gate, and I came back inside. The soldiers didn't know where I had gone. And I also didn't tell it to the Jews, the Kohanim, the nobles, the deputy officers, nothing. I didn't tell anybody what I was doing. So instead, Vaomer Aleya Matem Roem Harash Anachnim Vashay Yushalim Harivo Sharei Nitzu Baish. He says, and then he decided to talk to the people. He says, you know the crazy status that we're in. Yushalim's destroyed, the gates have been burned down, right? Nehemiah basically said it's inexcusable for a city to be in a state of neglect like this. After all, you built the base on English 18 years ago. You got to do something about it, right? It's time for us to go rebuild the walls of Yerushalayim and make sure that it doesn't continue to stay in disgrace. As Yad Elokai Asher Itovar Lai, after Ve'amelech Asher Amar Li, as I told him about everything, including what the king told me. And so the people were encouraged by the king's agreement. And so, in other words, they said, okay, let's do the right thing and start building. However, Sanballat and Tovia heard about this. And Neshem Ha'arvi joined them. So they came along and they taunted us and they cast dispersions and they said, what do you think? You're preparing to rebel against the king? So Nehemiah said, I've got an answer for you. We'll make sure we are successful. We serve Hashem. We're going to do what we have to do, right? And by the way, I have a letter from the king authorizing me to do it, is the implication. And you, on the other hand, you will have no share in the recognition of Yerushalayim. In other words, Nehemiah implies that Sanballat and his cohorts changed their minds when they realized that they wanted to get involved. And Nehemiah said, no, I'm not taking you in. And by the way, since Nehemiah is Zerubbabel, he had done this once before, where he also turned away the adversaries. And so he said, this is the way it's going to be, buddies. You guys stay out of the way. You have no share in the process. We'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.